Welcome to The Sugar Show, an inspirational podcast for savvy body sugaring professionals and those who are curious and want to learn to sugar.
Have you felt alone on this journey of learning to sugar? Did you feel like you didn't learn enough in your company's certification class and are hungry for more? Are you craving more ideas on how to grow your business or what the latest products are you can use on your clients along with sugaring? Here's your host and guide for all things sweet, Shannon, the Sugar Mama. She's an esthetician, author, speaker, mom, sugar biz owner, and most importantly, a sugar professional, just like you. She helps estheticians all over the world not only learn to sugar, but to build their skills and confidence so they can not only set themselves apart, but provide the most amazing experience for their clients. In each Sugar Show, you are going to get help and inspiration, not only from Shannon, but from her very favorite colleagues who are doing amazing things that you should know about. This is The Sugar Show.
Hello and welcome back. On today's show, I am honored to spend some time with the owner and founder of Tapira Sugaring Products. This is Mabel Machabunga Butler. Hi, Mabel.
Shannon, how are you?
Oh, I am so good and I am so ready to start talking about sugar with you because Mabel and I have spent time knowing each other on the East Coast and the West Coast, but we came together last year in Las Vegas and we spent some really quality time together. And I just want to make sure that everyone gets to know her very, very well because she's a dynamo in this industry. Are you blushing?
Oh, that's so sweet of you. I am.
What I love about you, Mabel, is how I could use about 1,000 adjectives for you, but you are classy, you are strong, you have built this business from nothing and really turned it into a thoughtful, well-done company that I am honored to promote because really, truly, your product line is beautiful and it comes from your hands. So, so talk a little bit about how you started your journey to sugar and then, in essence, producing a product.
Right. Well, thank you, Shannon, for having me. I am so excited. Thank you. Kudos to you for everything that you're doing. I've watched some of the podcasts and I'm loving everything that you're doing for the sugaring world. So I don't know where to start. I have been an esthetician for 20 years now, and I have been sugaring for 12 years. So before I sugared, I was waxing, and something happened when I was waxing at a spa. And one of my estheticians, I was a manager at a spa, and she did a bikini, and the client ended up getting hurt. I think it was just one strip from the bottom to the top. And that was an aha moment for me. I say, there's got to be something out there that is much more gentler on the skin, that is not going to hurt the skin like what this client went through. And the thing about it, she was getting married that weekend. Aww. And it was her first bikini, and she was trying it for the honeymoon. And I still think of that person. So to fast forward, that was the first time I thought of, they gotta be something. And I started doing my research to find out about other methods out there, and I found sugaring. So we have done sugaring for a little bit when I was in school, but we did just a little bit because sugaring, as you know, it's not even really taught in school, even here. So when I did it, nobody, not even the teachers when I was in Zimbabwe, really focused on it. It was just like a kind of brushing it off and say, there's another hair removal method. And they mentioned sugaring, but nothing serious about it. So when I was here, I'm from Zimbabwe, so when I was here, I learned sugaring through another company. And after that, I started sugaring. I built my business from one little room that a table, a massage table could not fit. I had to go around like squeezing myself. But really, the table was angled to be able to fit in there. And I built with Brazilians mainly, one sugar bowl at a time. And the word of mouth traveled. I didn't have money to be able to market. So I was just using free platforms, which was the word of mouth. I sugar one person and I would tell the client, if you refer somebody, you get $10 discount for your next service. And they would tell families and they would tell friends. And that's how I got to have now other people sugaring with me in the studio and building this spa that is turning 10 years next year in February. I'm so excited. 90% of our services at the spa is sugaring, mainly Brazilians. And up to now, I'm still amazed with how many people, when people look for waxing and then they find sugaring, they already switch and say, I found waxing. I was looking for waxing, but I found this thing called sugaring. I need to come and see what this is all about. So all I can say, if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're not sugaring yet, you are really missing out, because that's what clients are looking for. Clients are searching for a much better method of hair removal. And everybody is very conscious about what they're eating. Everybody's very conscious about what they're putting on their body. So with that in mind, they're also looking for better ingredients in anything that they're using for hair removal, for skincare, anything that they put on their body. So that's been my story so far.
One sugar ball at a time. So let's talk about that sugar ball. And you started sugaring. You were using, a certain product line. And what kind of stirred in you to start creating your own line?
So the price point was one thing that I wanted to make it available and easily accessible, and not such a big difference between the waxing prices. So the sugar I was using was really, really expensive. And even I, when I was making the money, it was really very struggling to be able to get the sugar, and it was coming from out of the country. So that shipping too was hitting on my pockets on top of the price point of the sugar. So as I grew up in Zimbabwe, I grew up, my grandmother and my mother making things from cough medicine. She would mix leaves of a peach tree together with other leaves from other plants and cook it and make it simmer. And you would drink that syrup mixed with some honey and make it cough syrup. And really, it would work. So making things was not new to me, because everything when I was growing at home, I would see my mom and my grandmother mixing things and growing our own veggies. This organic eating that really has hit America. Everybody talking about eating healthy. That's exactly how I grew up eating. So it was not new to me to make products. So all I had to do was I have to work on making an organic sugar, which is why Tapera is organic. We use organic lemons to make our sugar paste. So I wanted to make that and also bring the price point so that it can be able to reach everybody and all the estheticians can be able to use that and also be able to make money while they're using a very great product for them. So that was really my idea, mainly the cost and making something that was organic.
And I imagine that you started with really trial and error on the recipe on making the product. It's not very easy. And explain how you made the transition from that moment where you made the perfect sugar paste to actually professionally producing it. Because as you all know, sugar manufacturers are insured. They have a clean sanitary room that's been approved. Mm-hmm. This is not a sugar company that Mabel is making paste out of her kitchen. So explain about how that kind of grew, because that's a really interesting, different business model for you.
It was not really what was I aiming for. I just wanted to sugar people. And, I talk about as you grow, you start seeing things opening. And there you can see, this is where I'm headed to. Sometimes when you're starting something, you don't see exactly where you're going. But the more you start evolving, the more you start seeing the next step, and the next step, things are revealed to you. So when I was sugaring, and that was, I was not planning on making sugar, but when I started seeing, thinking of the prices, and I said, I think I can try to, it was for me. I was pretty much making it for my spa to cut back on the cost. So this recipe, yes, it was harder. I actually suffered a third degree burn, and I've told you in the past before when we met, making the sugar, trying to perfect the recipe in my kitchen. I ended up having to get a xenograft on my left hand. So it's a much dangerous thing to do, but I didn't stop right there. Just as soon as I healed, I went back into perfecting this recipe because I was onto something. So I continued and see what I perfected, and then I had to move it to a manufacturing to share with other people because I was amazed with what I have created. That is after trial. But, you know, this making of things from scratch was not new to me because I knew everything that we use or products that we use, somebody has manufactured them, somebody has worked on them. So that's how I got to that point and started manufacturing in our manufacturing sugaring at Lexington. And we produce so much more now because we're training so many students, and every day we have shipments coming out, going out. Those the students are using, and they are growing their business, and that's the satisfaction right there. When I see the students talking about, I am growing. Some are just coming from the school. Some have been in the industry working, and they switch to sugaring, and they're seeing their business growing, and that keeps me going, saying I'm here to support you with the product that you need. So that's how we got started, and that's why we are where we are today.
Wow. So now you have actual like professional equipment, and I mean, you have a separate manufacturing facility.
Yes.
Not just your recipe. This has been perfected over years, yes. And your line is very clean and classic, and it's a pre-cleanse, and we're going to talk about that in the unboxing in the Sugar Tribe, but we're going to touch and feel your products, but it's a pre-cleanse, a beautiful drying powder, the paste. Tell them, how many paste formulations do you have?
We have three. We have the soft and medium and the firm. So if you're sugaring practitioner, I'm sure you know about the soft is usually for the large body parts. The medium really works for those with warm hands. You can be able to use the Brazilians for those who are with cold hands or even just slightly warm hands. And our firm is for those who sweat a lot and those with deeply rooted hair. And all our sugars can be mixed with one another. So you can be able to mix the soft with the medium or the firm with the medium to get exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And the powder, I love the powder. I use cassava, and cassava is one of my favorite food. If you've never had cassava, it's actually a plant grown in Africa. And I grew up, breakfast, we would have cassava and tea when I visit my grandmother in the village. So that's something that I wanted to bring into my product. Not only does it remind me of home, but it's also something that's edible. So it's a cassava root, and it's amazing, keeps the skin dry. Most of our clients or our customers rave about our drying powder. There it is. Yes.
We'll be talking about this in the unboxing for sure. But I did not know cassava root and potato starch. I love that because talc is a no-no, as we know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell me, Mabel, tell the audience, what are you seeing for 2020? What have you seen in the last few years? And how much has your production expanded? And what are you excited about for our industry in 2020?
I am excited about the growth because even right now, the people who are emailing, calling, and sending messages about sugaring, and it's just not coming from the estheticians only. Most of them say they have clients who are asking about sugaring, because they're seeing it in the videos going around. So instead of asking for waxing, they're asking the waxing technicians, do you sugar? So that is making a lot of estheticians find out, I don't want to miss out on this money, because people, clients are actually asking about it. So I'm seeing a lot of people, I'm seeing growth for next year, because a lot of people are signing up for classes, asking about classes, asking more questions, why sugaring? Because I feel like it was more of people being scared or just gotten used for so many years that the only hair removal that was there was wax. Mm-hmm. So people are beginning to understand. And I also think there were not really great trainers out there. So as you know, sugar is an art of work. If you don't do it well, or if you're not taught the right way, it's going to be very difficult to understand. And if you cannot do something very correct or right, you know, that I love it. So there are people who have tried it, but we've had so many estheticians or educators like you, Shannon, and others that are in the industry that are teaching the right technique. And that is making a lot of people falling in love with sugaring. And that's why the industry is growing. Everybody is talking about sugaring. They are also learning in schools, which is something that was not done in the past. And I love that instead of a two-day training, they're getting more than 2 days, like 6 weeks or the entire time they're in school. So by the time they leave school, they already know how to sugar. All they need to do is practice to take that skill and start making the money. So all I can say is if you're not sugaring, you are missing out, because a lot of your clients are looking for sugaring. And the sooner you get it, the more you can keep your clients, because they are going to be looking for another place that is sugaring if you're still waxing.
So true. So true, my friend. So for those of you that are wondering if you should sugar, as Mabel says, oh, it's the best decision she ever made for her business and her life. And honestly, it is time. It is time for you to make some changes in 2020 if you have not chosen to sugar yet and you're still wondering if you should. And for those of you that are sugaring now and are looking for, you know, maybe to try a new product, you know, just give Tapir a try and see what their products are all about, because you cannot go wrong. So the other thing I will tell you is that we are here for you in the Sugar Tribe and on lovetosugar.com. We are a supporter of Mabel. In fact, if you are in the Sugar Tribe, you can pop on over to the unboxing section and you will experience, we're going to take the powder out, we're going to take the lotion out, we're going to take the paste for a test spin, and we are going to share all of those things with you inside the Sugar Tribe. Okay, Mabel, thank you so much for spending time. I look forward to seeing you at a few of the shows this year together, and I look forward to spreading the love of sugar to all of you. Take care, and we look forward to seeing you in class.
Thank you, Shannon. I look forward to seeing you too.
Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama. I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want to sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group. We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.